NRA endorses Patrick Morrisey's West Virginia gubernatorial bid. By Sean Moran on March 22, 2024. The National Rifle Association, NRA, and the West Virginia Citizens Defense League, CDL, on Friday endorsed Attorney General Patrick Morrisey's bid for governor. The National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action, NRA ELA, Executive Director Randy Casa said in a statement on Friday. On behalf of NRA members in West Virginia, I am pleased to announce your NRA PVFA Plus rating and endorsement for the 2024 West Virginia primary election. This endorsement is a reflection of your steadfast support and demonstrated leadership on Second Amendment issues during your time as West Virginia Attorney General. As Attorney General, you have a long history of standing on the front lines for lawful gun owners. Your leadership on firearms rights litigation has been noticed and appreciated. You have weighed in on over 20 firearms rights-related cases, including signing onto NISRPA v. Bruin, a monumental decision that has forever changed the way courts review Second Amendment rights, to ensuring you were there for our organization's First Amendment rights in NRA v. Bulo. As Attorney General, you dramatically increased reciprocity in West Virginia, fought to protect pistol braces, and rightly opposed unqualified ATF director nominations. It's easy for me to say that you have well proven your position. Our members will interpret your A-plus rating and endorsement as being a solid pro-gun/pro-hunting candidate who is a staunch defender of the right to keep and bear arms. Emphasis added. Ian T. Masters, president of the West Virginia Citizens Defense League, WVCDL, said in a statement. As a result of his ardent support for the right to keep and bear arms during his tenure as Attorney General for the state of West Virginia, the WVCDL Board of Directors are pleased to announce a rare early primary endorsement for Patrick Morrisey in the Republican primary election for governor. The West Virginia Citizens Defense League is the most successful all-volunteer, nonpartisan organization dedicated exclusively to preserving, expanding, and perpetuating the right to keep and bear arms in West Virginia. We have found Patrick Morrisey to be a devoted and aggressive ally of West Virginia citizens and their most crucial of rights. For well over a decade, WVCDL has watched Patrick Morrisey stand shoulder to shoulder with us during our efforts in the West Virginia legislature. We have also watched him defend the right to keep and bear arms within the court system. When it comes to the Republican primary election for governor, we find no equal candidate to Patrick Morrisey and are proud to grant this endorsement. Emphasis added. Morrisey explained in a statement that he would continue to protect West Virginians' Second Amendment rights. I'm honored to receive support for my candidacy for governor from two of the most important gun rights groups in the country and in the state. I have always been a strong and fearless advocate for the Second Amendment as Attorney General, including playing an integral role in bringing constitutional carry to West Virginia. I'm the only candidate with a proven record of defending our constitutional rights and winning. As governor, West Virginians are assured their Second Amendment rights are expanded, defended and protected, especially from any kind of potential overreach from the gun-grabbing far left. I look forward to continuing my work upholding our God-given constitutional rights as governor. Emphasis added. Morrisey's campaign also launched an ad as part of a six-figure campaign discussing how he would tackle the fentanyl issue in the Mountain State. Club for Growth Action launched an ad attacking West Virginia candidate Chris Miller. Recent polling has shown that Morrisey is in the lead in the Republican primary field, according to polls. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.